We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bills and the Chiefs on Sunday night. We'll talk a little bit more about Kansas City in a moment. Of course, the main story to track this week at this point is what's going on with Patrick Mahomes, who left the game on Sunday against Cleveland with the concussion. And on our Western hotline right now is Carrington Harrison from 610 Sports in Kansas City. Carrington had a report that he tweeted out yesterday about the nature of that injury, and we'll start there. Carrington, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning. Thanks for coming on with us today.
Hey, good morning. I appreciate you guys having me on your show today.
Thanks for doing this for us. So let's start with what you tweeted out yesterday. What exactly is or was the nature of the injury Sunday with Patrick Mahomes?
I think a lot of people were curious on whether Mahomes hit his head and that caused the concussion. From what I learned yesterday, I don't believe that's the case. I think it was a separate issue. Now, the is he or is he not going to play, I think that's a separate conversation that I'm sure we'll have between now and the end of this. But I feel pretty comfortable in saying that I don't think Patrick Mahomes had a concussion. I think it was a different issue.
We've read a little bit about, we've talked about on the show, a brachial stun. Somebody even called it something like that. It was such an awkward tackle that, you know, I think anybody watching at home might have thought at that time, trying to watch a few times. Of course, any sort of blunt force can be a concussion, but an awkward tackle. On the sidelines, was he right after being evaluated, did the team say he seemed like himself?
Yeah, that's kind of been the report. So in the locker room and afterwards, he passed all of his concussion tests. But because of the hit, he's still in the concussion protocol. So we'll see how the next 5 days go. But I expect him to pass the concussion protocol part of it. And we had Chad Henne on our show actually yesterday, and he said he spoke to Mahomes. So this would be now Monday morning, and he said he was in good spirits. So we'll certainly see what happens. I believe Patrick Mahomes is going to play. Now, no one has told me this. I am not reporting this. But just based on the information, based on how the Chiefs have kind of sold it, I believe that Patrick Mahomes will play.
What did the toe situation, because he was hobbled before he left the game the other day. What's going on with that?
I mean, that's still an issue. I think he has turf toe. I mean, that's kind of been the way secondary issue now in the midst of the concussion issue. But I don't think that it's significant enough where he's not going to play because of it. I mean, I think we'll see the effects of it. I think we were seeing the effects of it during the game on Sunday, but I don't think that the turf toe is enough to keep him out of a game of this magnitude.
With regard to the Chiefs' offense, you know, we've been watching the Chiefs from afar because, of course, they're the defending champs, and going through the AFC means generally going through Kansas City. We've watched them win a bunch of games, but not win as convincingly. Has the conversation in Kansas City at all been about that, or is it just pretty much everybody expected them to flip a switch once they got to the playoffs?
It's been kind of two school of thoughts, and you guys know just from being in sports talk radio. It's the shut up, they're winning, why does this matter, why are you even talking about this, or it's the why are you guys not talking about this, stop being homers. Like, it's kind of that weird line the entire season. I've been on the this matters, and I've been on it for the this matters because sometimes I think people in Kansas City, and it's certainly understandable, they talk about the Chiefs like they're infallible, like they can never lose, and I'm like, hey, go back and think through these games, like the Buffalo game, for example. A lot of people in Kansas City think that game was never close. And I'm like, you guys didn't watch the same game that I watched. Kansas City was up by 6 points with 5 minutes to go. If Buffalo gets one stop and they have to punt the ball back, then Buffalo has a chance to win the game. Like, how can we say that's not close? That's the definition of close. So I think it's a lot of those scenarios in which if one play changes, like think back to Sunday's game against the Browns, if you change the one Daniel Sorensen play, that's a very different game. Buffalo or Cleveland potentially wins the game. So, I mean, I think it's an issue. I think some Chiefs fans think it's an issue. I think other Chiefs fans don't care because with Patrick Mahomes, they have won 25 of their last 26 games.
Hey, overall, Carrington, when you look, when you stack this team up versus last year's Super Bowl champions, how does this team fare compared to them? Better, worse, the same?
I think that last year's team was maybe a little bit better, but I think that this team is obviously good enough because of the experience of last year and they can recall it. Like, I called the Chiefs coasters for most of the regular season. Like, some people were students where they wouldn't try until the last 3 weeks of the quarter, and then they could turn in all the work and then still get a B+. That I think the Chiefs sort of learned last year that it all only thing that matters is the postseason. So I think that there were various times, like this year against Atlanta, I don't think they played well at all. This year against Carolina, I thought they kind of sleptwalked through the game. They play the Chargers in week two. They kind of sleptwalked through the game. That I think they just know now what they need to do to get to where they need to go. So I think that last year's team sort of at the end of the season were sort of motivated by losing in the AFC Championship game and put it all together the second half of the season. This run's been a lot different from that sense, but this team is as dangerous as last year's team.
We were talking earlier, Jeremy and I, you know, this is not a landmark statement. If you're going to beat Kansas City, odds are you're going to have to outscore them. The Bills' offense had some problems in that game earlier this season. They couldn't really pass the ball. They didn't have much success offensively. How, of late, how has the Chiefs' defense been playing, generally speaking?
I mean, there's the playoff version of the Chiefs' defense and the regular season version of the Chiefs' defense. You could score on the regular season version, but in the playoffs, they've actually done a really good job. I actually agree with you. This was kind of a debate back and forth that we had last week on the show about what scenario could Cleveland win the game. And sometimes I think people go with this notion of, well, you just got to run the ball 40 times and keep Mahomes on the sideline. The one time the Chiefs have lost in the last year and a half was to the Raiders. The Raiders scored 40 points. Like, you got to score at least 35 points to me to feel comfortable to think you can beat Kansas City. Obviously, last week was different because of the Mahomes injury, but if Mahomes doesn't get hurt, they were scoring 30 points in that game. So I agree with you. You have to score at least 30 points, and I think you have to force at least one turnover because one possession that the Chiefs are going to potentially score, you got to be able to take away from, and that's how I think you beat them. But what I think is interesting about this game, and I'm sure you guys will talk about it during the week, is the formula for both teams, I think, is going to be pretty different. Josh Allen threw for, I think, 120 yards in that game. Diggs wasn't a major factor. The Chiefs also ran the ball for 240 yards in the game. They aren't doing that in this game on Sunday.
Yeah.
Do you think they're not doing that because have they not been able to run the ball effectively since then? Is that something about the Chiefs, or just mean the Bills might play that differently? Because we expect that there might be, obviously, a different defensive approach.
It's been a little bit Chiefs. I also think Buffalo is going to do a better job of stopping it than they did before. Like, the Chiefs' offensive line won in that game, I thought, the first time. And the elements and the conditions, I thought the Chiefs just ran the ball super effective. Like, they haven't shown that commitment to the run since then. Now, I'm not saying they're not going to try to run the football. Like, they're not going to be Buffalo last first half and only have two carries. But if I had to guess, Kansas City probably runs for about 90 to 120 yards, which is a far cry from what they did the first time, but they'll make it up potentially with Mahomes throwing the ball a little bit more effectively than he did the first time.
Carrington, if there is a vulnerable area or a best way to attack Kansas City's defense, look, the Bills, they don't really run the ball much. They lean on their pass game very much so. Is there an area where you would say, you know, if you're really going to beat the Chiefs D, this is what you should do?
I think it's either play action with their linebackers. I think that's probably the weakest part of their team in covering side to side. And I think using the Raiders game as an example is probably the best. If you go back and just watch the highlights of, you don't got to watch the whole game. The Raiders attack the Chiefs in a way that no other team has this season, because I think a lot of teams think, well, we don't want to get the ball back quickly to Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
Like with Derek Carr and Nelson Aguilar and Henry Ruggs, like, they were running vertical go routes, and they were challenging the Chiefs. And I do think the Chiefs looked at the scoreboard, and they were like, wait, we scored 28 points in the first half. Wait, they scored 28 points in the first half. This isn't supposed to be happening in this, where I thought that kind of caught the Chiefs a little bit off guard. Like, I think the Chiefs sort of smell fear. And I think there's certain moments in the game where they realize, we're going to score, and you're not going to be able to stop it. And I think a lot of times teams – start to try to be like the Chiefs or play like the Chiefs, and they try to play keep up, and they're just always constantly playing from behind because Mahomes and the offense put so much pressure on them. You just got to avoid that moment.
Jeremy asked you about the running game. What's going? I mean, the guy who had the big game that night was Clyde Edwards-Helaire. What's his health status for this game?
I don't think anybody knows right now. So he practiced actually last Wednesday, was a limited participant, didn't practice on Thursday, didn't practice on Friday. So he was unable to go for the game on Sunday. A lot of people thought Le'Veon Bell was going to be a plus for this team. I thought so myself. He hasn't been a factor the last couple of weeks. He was only, I think he only had two carries in the game. I don't have the numbers in front of me. I think he only had two carries in the game on Sunday against the Browns. They have Darrell Williams. He was like their third string running back last year, but because of opt-outs and injuries, he's kind of the next man up. He had a good game. He had 13 carries for 70 yards. He caught the ball a couple times out of the backfield. That's about what they got last year from Damian Williams. They didn't get great contributions from Damian Williams until the Super Bowl, but he was a guy who continuously touched the ball 18 to 20 times and had at least 100 yards in total offense. I think Darrell Williams can do that on Sunday against Buffalo.
Hey, Carrington, last thing for you, because I'm really curious about this. Who has done the best job of either stopping or at least limiting Travis Kelce, and what is the best way to do that?
I don't really think there is a good way to do it, to be completely honest with you about it. I don't think anybody has done a really good job. This is probably the best way to answer your question without specifically answering it. I think the best way to beat Kansas City is you have to get pressure with your front four.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes this year on blitzes through four, 70% completion percentage, 16 touchdowns and one interception on blitzes. If you have to send additional pressure against this team, you have no chance of beating them. The teams that have done the best against Kansas City, teams like Los Angeles, last year in the Super Bowl, San Francisco, I would say the Raiders in the second half of the game, they forced three straight three and out and an interception in the second half against Kansas City. You got to get pressure with your front four. One of your defensive linemen has to continuously win his matchup, and he has to get pressure that way. If that doesn't happen, you are not slowing down Kansas City, and they're going to move the ball at will against you. So I understand the question. That's the best way to do it. I think the best way to beat Kansas City is you got to sell out to either stop Tyreek Hill or Travis Kelce. You can't allow both of them to have a good day.
Yeah.
And then you got to get pressure with your front four. If you don't do that, you will not win.
Yeah, we were just talking about, somebody called about the Saints game. And I recall, even though Kansas City won that game and they scored 32 points, I was just saying, I recall that New Orleans was successful in getting pressure with their front four and frustrating Mahomes to an extent.
Yeah, Cam Jordan did a really good job before he got ejected from the game. New Orleans sacked Mahomes four times and forced two fumbles, and they had eight tackles for loss. I thought New Orleans actually played Kansas City pretty close, but I think we saw at the end of the season, they just don't have the quarterback play to beat a team like Kansas City.
Yeah. Hey, Carrington, thank you. Thanks for giving us some time this morning. Great information, sir. We appreciate it. Enjoy the game this weekend.
I'm just happy that you guys know who I am, so thank you.
Thanks, Carrington. Have a nice day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.